Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, President of the Jamaica Volleyball Association, Steve Brown, discusses some of the group's recent accomplishments. I'm Prince Moore. Stay tuned. When we put our minds to something, especially sports, Jamaicans are bound to excel. So it should come as no surprise that Jamaica is excelling at volleyball. In fact, according to President of the Jamaica Volleyball Association, Java Steve Brown, the island is well on its way to becoming a dominant regional force in the sport. His enthusiasm is based on Team Jamaica's performance in the Caribbean Volleyball Championships hosted in Trinidad and Tobago in August.
As for the female, we ended a very strong team as well, and for the first time in 10 years, they reached the final of the Caribbean Volleyball Championships, where they're beaten by Trinidad. They gave Trinidad a very good fighting. For the female team to reach that far in the first time in 10 years means that we have done a fantastic job, and we continue to do a good job with this team.
Brown says the lack of an adequate training camp sorely affected the men's team, which exited the competition early. But based on the individual displays of the players, there is ample potential to create a dominant team.
The team is very strong, and once we keep that team together, we know that we'll rule the Caribbean in just a matter of time.
With increased sponsorship support, Brown believes Jamaica's volleyball teams will have better training camps, and with them, improved results.
Jamaican athletes are known to be very athletic and very talented in whatever field we participate, whatever sporting event we participate in. And we just think that with more time together, because most of our players are on scholarship overseas and most of them play overseas, if we have the resources to get these players together for at least 2 months before any major competition, then it won't take us much to rule the competition.
Plans are already in high gear to get the players ready for next year's regional Under-21 tournament.
Next year, juniors, we have the Under-21 next year, Under-20 girls and Under-21 boys next year. We do have very, very strong teams to represent us in those areas. We're looking at a very, very formidable Under-21 team, which we think we're going to work with for some time to come on that Under-21 team. I know we'll win the Caribbean Championships. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And the Under-20 girls, we expect them to do very, very well as well.
Locally, Java is getting set to stage its Under-30 national competition, officially renamed the Java Philip Greenland Development Volleyball Championship. Last year's competition included 57 schools from across the island, and this year's competition is expected to have even more entrants. Coaching clinics are being held at parish level to help the schools prepare for the championship. Clinics have been held in St. Elizabeth and St. Catherine to date. Other clinics are being organized ahead of the parish-level competitions, which will be held by the last week of November 2014. The top teams from each parish will advance to the national finals at the National Stadium on December 5. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. For producer Vaughn Davis and studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Prince Moore, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Callaway High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who are planning to take the tablet them, or the government give the school us for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, they're going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Hey George, is which pesticide we say I used the other day? More want something to get out them white fly out of my garden.
You know something really I use no pesticide again. I use some organic methods from the other day and them I work good. Bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them with it that eat out my gungo peas. And I plant a whole heap of basil because it keep out the white fly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah man, and the best thing is, me not have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.